It is Monday, April 22nd today. We have been back in base camp for a couple days. We finished our five-day rotation up high on the 20th. We got up at 6 a.m. to bad weather, and we decided to wait a little bit to see if the visibility would improve. We were at the start on Saturday. We were at the start of a three-day storm that has left a meter of snow at Camp 1. So we made the right decision by leaving at 21,500 feet at 9 a.m. through the storm conditions, because we would have been stuck up there for the last 3 days. And in fact, there are some people at Camp 1 that's unsafe to come down through the conditions. Nonetheless, we roared across the glacier in limited visibility, working our way from wand to wand and crossing crevasses, and then got to Camp 1. Which we had some supplies in one of our tents, and we brewed up with some tea and then worked our way down the ice ball. So it took us about 5 hours, 5.5 hours to get down from Camp 1, Camp 2 to base camp, which is a little longer than it normally should be when you're coming down. But we didn't have ideal conditions. We had a lot of snow that we were fighting through and poor visibility. We're back in base camp resting. And really happy to be here. It's ironic that at 500 feet, the air feels a lot thicker than what we were used to for the previous 5 days. But at any rate, we're resting and we're just watching the weather. It's been a storm, as I said, for 3 days. Nobody's moving on the mountain. We are ahead of all the other climbers, having our first rotation in, and we're just waiting to go back up.